4 points from the last two games was obviously a really good return. So it's just important we try and back it up Saturday with another home game.
Momentum, how key can that be in this division, do you think?
Oh, it's massive. Yeah, if you can go three games unbeaten in this division, you've done well. It's a big game for us, obviously massively important because it's home as well. You know, we've got some real momentum at home, so hopefully we can continue that and get a good win.
Last season in the Championship, this season so far in the Premier League, at Turf Moor, you're a tough nut to crack, I think, aren't you?
It definitely looks that way at the minute. I imagine this team's not really looking forward to coming to players at home. It's just obviously trying to transfer that home form away from home, really, which is, at this level, is difficult. But it's a really good start for us, and hopefully it's a big game for us Saturday.
Has that been important for you, to make sure that Turf Moor is actually a really horrible place for away sides to come?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because, yeah, like I just said, it's away from home. It's so difficult to get wins away from home in this league. So it's massively important, the home games, that you do, you know, pick up points.
Points at United, obviously a bit of a headline, wasn't it, to go there, keep a clean sheet and defend the way that you did as a team. In terms of what it's done for the dressing room, has it given you just further belief?
Yeah, obviously it helps when your keeper's on the form that he is, you know. No, it was a great point for us. You know, they're a top side, so, you know, you go there and get a point, it's a massive, massive bonus. But at the end of the day, it's only a point, you know, and there's a lot of points to play for, so it's important, you know, we part that up and concentrate on Saturday.
I'm guessing at this stage, what, we're 10 so games into the season, you're level on points with Palace, you're out the relegation zone, I'm assuming that you've probably taken that come August.
I personally think it's a good start. You know, we've had a lot of tough games. I think someone said we've played, I know it's early, but 7 teams out of the top 10 or something we've played so far. So that's obviously a good return. Dropped 2 against Hull in the last seconds and a point against Arsenal in the last seconds, you know, and you know, got the 3 points at Everton last second. So everything, you know, they all sort of even themselves out. I think it's a good return, and it's important that we just carry on and build on it, really.
You've got a couple of new faces either side of you last few weeks, with Stephen Defoe and with Jeff Hendrick. Have you been enjoying that role?
Yeah, I've really, really enjoyed it. Obviously, both really good players, and obviously with Andre's suspension, we've obviously changed to the different formation, which I think everyone's really enjoyed. Obviously, a lot of teams play 3 in midfield at this level, and wide men come inside, so sometimes it can be, when you play 4-4-2, you're 5-v-2 at times, you know, so it is tough, but, you know, it's something you just get on with and you just do the best you can.
Do you view yourself as being kind of a bit of a general in there? I mean, you've got Stephen Defoe, I appreciate, with bags of international experience, but not in the Premier League. Likewise, Jeff Hendrick, even Aidan O'Neill coming through, not much football. Do you view your role there as being kind of quite a senior one?
Yeah, possibly. Like I said, obviously they're all quality players, do you know what I mean? So we've all got different attributes, what we can bring to the side, really. So I think it's just important that everyone brings what they've got to the table, really, and really enjoyed it so far. You know, the start of the season, obviously been fit, which is a massive bonus for me after last year. So just looking to keep continuing, really.
And if everyone's getting kind of 7 out of 10s, each week, you're going to be pretty competitive, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. It's just, like I said, this league's so ruthless. You know, you can, as we proved at Arsenal, you can do so well for 93 minutes or whatever, but just that last, if you switch off for 10 seconds in this league, you get punished. So it's just important that we can stay focused and just concentrate on ourselves, really, and try not to worry about other teams, because we know the quality we're up against. So it's just trying to transfer and make them worry about us, really.
And that bottom third of the Premier League, I mean, it seems quite similar, doesn't it, in terms of teams? Everyone's picking points with each other. No one's really cut away. No one's breaking clear at the moment.
No, obviously, you know, the team is sort of Sunderland, who are sort of, you know, found themselves a thing. But obviously, everyone else's point of view, you know, no disrespect, but you want teams to get cut adrift, you know, as early as possible, really. So, but like I said, it's still very, very early. We've made a fairly good start. Like I said, it's a massive game for a Saturday, because, you know, right before the international break, you know, we can sort of enjoy that and then get ready for the next game.